Hey, Adam, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Rafat.
We talked about it doing a demo of Chef on Nano. What do you think of that?
I think that's a great idea. I'd like to maybe show a web app.
A simple one?
Yeah, a simple one, something a little interactive, though. Maybe like a poll.
What are you thinking? Like Django, maybe? I see you have Django on there.
Yeah, and Django, Nginx, lets us play a little bit with Python.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you get all these things on there is to use Chef. For Chef users, what you normally do is you write something called a recipe.
I see.
And recipes are just code. So you sit down in your editor, write one of these recipes, and you'd write a recipe that describes all the things that put together your application. So you'd say, I want to have Nginx, I want Python, Django, I want my actual application code. And when you do this, it's human readable. So a human could read your recipe because it's in a pretty friendly language, but it's also actually operated on by the system.
So machine consumable.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So Chef Client will take that recipe code and make your application happen. So after you run Chef Client with the recipes, your application will be up and running. And the great thing is you can get a lot of the content you need for Nginx or any of these things from Supermarket, which is sort of like an app store for recipes, which are packaged in something called cookbooks. So you can go on ahead, get your cookbooks for the different components, refer to them, write your recipe code, put it on a chef server, and then this chef client will talk to the chef server and find out what it needs to run. You'll tell it want it to run this application.
Sounds great. We need to run this on Nano server. You know that, right? So if we're running this on Nano server, what are you going to do with the chef server? Can we put the chef server on the client itself? Is that?
Yeah, you can. Chef server is pretty flexible. We have a hosted chef server. You can run on-premises chef server yourself, and there's even a local mode chef server that you can sort of run on your own dev box for testing, or even on Nano server.
Can we count on chef support in getting this demo to reality?
Absolutely, you can. We'll work on those recipes and make sure chef's running on Nano.
Awesome, let's go do it.
All right.
Hello, everyone. Here's an early demo of Chef Configuration Management running on Nano server. Chef is used here to run a simple web app built with a Django web application framework and using Nginx as a reverse proxy server. Chef provides the recipes for configuring Django, Nginx, and Python, which, as you know, is what Django runs on. We start by using PowerShell remoting to remote into the Nano server machine. We'll change directory to chef64bin and run the Chef client. Let's just go ahead and fast forward this part, and we're almost ready to run our web app. Before we do, I need to copy the IP address and paste it into Internet Explorer and use port 80. This is a simple web app that helps manage polls, so I'm going to create a sample poll. After entering my credentials, I'll choose the commute poll and enter car, just because I love driving. Let's take a quick look at the Django recipe. For that, I'm going to leverage PowerShell ISE's cool new feature of editing remote files. This same Chef recipe can be used on developer systems and within continuous integration workflows to deploy the application to various test and staging environments. That's it. In this short early demo, you saw how Chef, and therefore Ruby, Django, Python, and Nginx all ran on Nano server. This server may be Nano in size, but certainly not in power. Thanks for watching.
Hey Adam, the demo turned out really, really well.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I really appreciate the partnership between Chef and Microsoft, and the collaboration was awesome between the engineers. There was one-on-one meetings all the time, and I think we improved our respective products in a very short period of time.
Yeah, Rafat, thank you very much. And yeah, we had
thank you.
We had the engineers in the same in same rooms working together, talking with each other in real time. It wasn't like
worked out really well.
Yeah, and the other thing is we learned a lot about 64-bit support changes we need to make, and I think we want to do some refactoring so we can make Chef Client even more lightweight on Nano server.
Cool. So what's next? This is just the beginning. I mean, for Chef and Nano server, this is just the beginning. What's next?
Yeah, well, a couple things I want to make sure we get to is I want to make sure Test Kitchen works really well with Nano server. So, Test Kitchen is something that ships with the Chef Development Kit. And developers and operators use it for test-driven development. So they'll write their recipes or their applications, and now they want to see how it actually works in a real system. Test Kitchen will spin up a virtual machine, like in a cloud or on the local system, and I want it spinning up a nano.
I smell nano server in there.
Yeah.
For sure.
I want it spinning that up because that's going to be fast. And that's what they like. They like the really fast turnaround time. Like, they make a change, they run the test, they see some tests fail, they fix the test, run
it
again.
That would be awesome.
Yep.
That would be awesome.
The tests turn green, and then they're happy. So the faster you can do that, and that nano server boot time, that's going to make that happen.
Totally.
And then I think the other things, we have another cool thing, the Chef ecosystem, called Chef Provisioning.
Uh-huh.
And so Chef Provisioning lets you say things like, I want, 10 VMs running this operating system and 10 running this application, and it lets you stitch them all together in a recipe just like you do on a single system. And so, that's, again, a place where I would like to see provisioning directly let you have nano servers spin up.
Absolutely.
And then the other thing is, nano server is great for containers, and that's like, we want to start, spinning up containers on nano servers. So I want to make sure we can do that really, really easily and transparently.
Sounds like a perfect fit to me. Can't wait for us to work on this.
Yeah,